Stephen Douglas White, and your hosts, and I have a returning guest today, Mr. David Sumrall of StopHate.com. They're working on a film about January 6th, and let me let you reintroduce yourself to the listeners, David. Last time it was right before Christmas.
That's right. It's been a while, man. It's good to be back on here, and we're working on our third film. You know, I was there on January 6th, so I witnessed everything myself, as well as most of the team of StopHate.com, and three of our guys have been to prison over it, and they're journalists. And, you know, people just really don't understand. There's a disconnect, and it's intentional. But what we're going to do with this next movie is show the timeline of the day so that people can get a true understanding, just like if they were there. And I hope it really puts some points on the board for us and for President Trump, so he'll understand as well. And we're working on a couple of different projects, man. The Pardon of Innocence with Tamara Lee. Pardon of Innocence is what we need, because we were innocent. We don't need a pardon, because that infers guilt. We need the same thing General Flynn got. And there's a lot to that story, but just as a kind of introduction there, the film and the pardon, I hope that hope it comes over well. We're supposed to show it to Congress mid-October, so I'm interested in that. And, you know, anything to get the truth out, man. I appreciate being here with you today, brother.
Yeah, thanks for joining me. Not a lot of people know that four unarmed people were killed that day.
That's right.
Yeah, and that stuck out to me as I was watching the teaser and the trailer and of this upcoming film. And just to refresh my memory and the listeners, you started this StopHate.com after the L.A. riots, if I remember.
That's right. Exactly. That's right. I think our 31st or 32nd year, and I'm not going to say every year was like this year or the last few. A lot of times it's just what we can do locally or whatever. I never really thought it'd be a huge national campaign or anything, because I didn't feel like enough people were interested in stopping hate. And through the years, it's become more of a leftist thing. But yeah, 1992, the LA riots, man, we witnessed it from Texas, and watching TV thinking, gosh, man, I'm about to bring a kid into this world. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to see this kind of, you know, vitriol toward anyone because of race or religion, whatever it is. It's been
I think everybody should hate evil. That's what we need.
That's right. Well, that's okay. And we can hate poverty and hate, you know, child abuse, and we can hate evil, like you say. And I think we've been programmed to use it in bad ways.
Plenty of it, and we've been programmed with our views too. I completely agree, and we have to fight back along those lines too, because the old—I don't know what exactly fifth generation warfare means, but it, you know, you go from land, air, sea, space, cyber. I think that, and then beyond that too, it's like everyday life becomes a war for these people. Everything is a racket, you know, and this, like this platform that we're using now. It literally is a military platform. It developed through the military, and that's something that freaks me out too. That we're in the midst of this thing. This is literally what it looks like now to be in a war. And I think that we're literally in World War III now, quote unquote. That it's just not openly declared. You know,
that's right.
And part of, and you see how the government treats people. When they have more power, they have that get, you know, that they abuse this power, and it's coming for us. It just keeps getting worse and worse, even though we keep waiting like we're afraid they're going to start World War III. We're in the middle of it, basically. And you look how they treated the people during World War II. They're going to do the same to us here now.
Well, you know, it's interesting too, especially around the J6 phenomenon, we'll call it. You know, I really believe that what they're doing to American citizens is literally an act of war against the people. And, you know, they want the people to fight the people. They don't want the people to gather together and fight the government and figure out what's going on. So everything is, you know, like you were talking about programming, man. We all have the propaganda. We all drink the Kool-Aid, and I don't care which side you're on. And it's really, really hard to see good people get sucked into the hatred, you know, and literally you know, the Civil War stuff, the last thing we want is a repeat of the worst event in our history. You know, that killing brothers and sisters and cousins and neighbors. No, I'll just say no. But to be driven to that point and to think that that's the alternative, they make us hate each other when we shouldn't. I mean, we're all looking for the same stuff. We're so much more alike than we think. And I know that's a horrible thing to say. I tell people all the time, they say, well, that's a leftist, and they sound like a leftist. And I say, well, take your social media account away and see what you sound like. You're going to scream. You're going to hear that. I mean, it's the same thing. We all get upset. We all have families and problems and, you know, wins and losses. And we need to be there for each other. That's our whole purpose. And we've been driven away from that so far.
Yeah, I agree. And the one thing that I would say is true about this January 6th thing and the quote-unquote official narrative of it, I guess, is that it is the government is going to use it the same way that they did Pearl Harbor and 9/11 to just come after the people. These are all wars on the people by the government, you know. Sure. I agree with that completely. That's what's been going on for a long time. And this one, they had Pearl Harbor, 9/11, and then this thing. And there are ways that it was similar in that, you know, when they did their January 6th, quote-unquote, hearings and stuff, it was like on every archaic old TV network, yeah. The same way 9/11, 9/11 was. You know, that struck me. That was really strange that was a kind of an echo of 9/11 there. It's like they're going to use it to the same extent they did. They care less and less about the validity of their cover stories, it seemed. The naked aggression is just coming unmasked.
Yes. And I tell you what, it's kind of scary because people that don't see that fall further into it, you know. And that's the thing. We need to really check ourselves and just see what, you know, we have a hard time because we have witnesses and video and people still want to believe whatever the committee said or whatever. And it's just really scary.
Yeah. Well, we have Frank. Would you be able to play that teaser there to start with? This is 1000daysofterror.com is a link to see this video, y'all. That we have the teaser and the trailer for. I don't know. I think they may be pulled away from the board.
That's all good.
We'll get back to that. Tell us more about the film. And you said this is the third one, so there's a couple of other ones that folks could check out too.
Yeah, absolutely. And all our work is free. You know, you know, as far as you know, we don't charge for anything that we do. We're about getting the truth out. You can go to stophate.com. The first documentary we did was called Writing History, RIGHT, to make something right. 37 minutes of raw footage from the day, and we put it out in June of 2021, right after it happened, you know, try to get our press release out basically and tell people what we witnessed and try to get away from the spin and get some points on the board early. The second one we did was Bloody Hill, and that's about an hour and a half. It's just a really good Netflix quality. I mean, it's a great production. Unlike the first one, looks kind of like the Blair Witch, shaky cameras and everything. It was real footage. And the third one we're working on now, I think, is going to be the combination of the two to an extent. It's really high quality. You're going to be amazed at, you know, real movie stuff. It's not put together in, you know, a fast way or a cheap way. We really went all out to build this. But it's a timeline. It's called J6, A True Timeline. And what we do is we've accumulated and gathered, you know, 2.5 years worth of information, witness testimonies, police body cams, you know, everything that people haven't seen and haven't heard is what we're going to try to put in this film in a timeline. So it's chronological. And, you know, one of the things about J6, they always show the videos of the action, you know, the big fight scenes and, you know, pushing and shoving and heave-ho and this and that. But they never have shown how it started and what the crowd was like before the police attacked them. You know, and the timeline is so important for the overall story, because you can't come into it halfway and figure out what's going on. There's no way you can start in the middle and say that guy's to blame or that guy's to blame. So when you factor in that thousands of people witnessed these police kill people, homicide, there were people in the crowd that could watch the beatings, the old ladies getting shoved down, punched in the face, grenade launchers knocking the guy's teeth out, heads being busted open by batons. And you're talking about thousands of people that are watching that and just freaking out, like, what are you doing? That's not what we're here for. And really, that beginning scene, I think, is one of the most important that people can take away, because they show how peaceful the crowd was, and then they show the police attack them without reason. And you can't get around this. You can't get around the video. It's true. It's the inside scene. We even have the conversations behind, you know, the police, what they were saying and doing. And that's, I think, going to add a new layer for people that they've never known about. And it's been 2.5 years trying to, convince people that we didn't do what they say we did. And I think the best example for that, man, is to think about the size of the crowd. You know, it's been determined there were not enough police to control the crowd. So you have to ask yourself, then who controlled the crowd? In the second movie, Bloody Hill, I say, you know, if we were cannibals, we could have eaten all the police in 2 bites each and gone home hungry, because there were not enough police to go around. But the fact is, we're not cannibals, and we didn't go for that. If we were going to do that, there would have been no survivors. You know, the death toll would be huge. If that was our intent, We had the numbers. We could have taken the place apart. We could have burned it down. We could have kept it. They always say they took the Capitol. Then why did we give it back? And they say you were overthrowing the government, but Trump was still president. What are you talking about? We're not trying to overthrow Trump. So there's so many holes in their story. And, you know, my goal is to see all those criminals in prison at the least.
Yeah.
At the least. And I'm talking Congress and Senate and FBI and judges. These judges' statements in these courts are chock full of bias. You know, we got Judge Walton, one of my favorites. Actually, the FBI came to my house a few weeks ago because of comments I made about Walton. But he has said that Trump is like Hitler and J6ers are like Nazis. And I'm thinking, you know, you can't make statements like that and people still expect to get a fair trial in your courtroom. So it's all planned and it's all sad, and they all need to go to jail for the rest of their
life. Say you got a visit from the Federal Bureau because of
Because I made a comment, you know, and it was not a smart comment. I can say that, but it was not me threatening. I was just stating that if that could be the legal ramifications to their crimes, so be it. I want to see that happen. I want them to suffer the full extent of the crime for what, you know, the punishment for what they did for their crimes against people, against family. You know, we've had, oh my gosh, I don't know how many suicides now. You know, we had another kid, 22 years old, about 2 weeks ago, killed himself again after he got charged. 22 years old, man.
Sorry. This happened to someone else, right? This is not,
No, this is okay, about the 13th suicide we know of, or 13th death. I mean, there's an article on StopHate.com. If you scroll down, there's a little rotating box that has the 5-death article, and then it's got the death count article. And guys, I mean, there's tons of people that have taken their lives because of this, because they can't take the weight of the federal government on their neck, you know, the pressure. And it's not, it's a deep subject, I'm sure, but it, you know, we hear from our politicians now, well, we can't release the video because sedition hunters will dox people. You're lying, lying, lying. We're not worried about sedition hunters doxing us. We know we were there. The FBI knows we were there. Mm. They have facial recognition. They have phone tracking. They already know. The thing that people are killing themselves over is the pressure from the DOJ and the FBI. When it gets real, when you get your door kicked in, when your family is terrorized, when your neighbors hate you, your church won't talk to you, your friends, your school, the social terrorism, this is an intentional division by the government of American citizens based on lies. And that's criminal, man. They all need to be held super responsible. And I'm not going to repeat the same dumb comment I made before, but I did tell the FBI when they were here, well, at least I know how to get you to my house. So, you know, I showed them the movie trailer, too, by the way. And, yeah, it was really an experience. You know, everybody says don't talk to him, and I probably shouldn't. But, you know, they cleared me.
Right. Yes, listen, I don't want to. That when I, well, I once thought that they were above board back in 1990. I still had faith in our system that they would do the right thing. And when something else was going on, and yeah.
Well, I tell you,
hey, we'll be right back. Coming up on break.
Truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Charles, I think that I heard the music fade back there. It's very faint. Couldn't quite make it out. You're listening to Thought Crime Live on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Stephen Douglas White, your host. I wanted to let you guys know that there are two new shows starting on RBN this weekend. The first is going to be Graham Sutherland. He will be on Sunday at 3 p.m. Central Time. And then Dave Scorpio will be on Sunday at 5 p.m. Central Time. So there's a couple of other thought criminals for y'all to check out. And please support RBN. I remember the day that John Stadmiller died. It was a gut-wrenching day. That was the day. It was 20 years to the day that Bill Cooper was assassinated. And that just, you know, you guys don't forget that. We are fighting. And this is the weapons platform right here. This is help keep us funded. And I'll talk with that. Let me toss this back to David Sumrall. And we have a guy. We're going to play those clips now. I'll let you introduce him, sir.
That's great. So first we're going to do this trailer, and it's a minute and something seconds long. It's pretty short, but it asks the questions that we need to ask, and I think that it resonates with so many people. We've had a really good response to the trailer, and you know, we made this for our friends, for our audience, for our people that have some understanding of what's going on, and check it out. It's really great.
What if I told you that the full story of January 6th isn't what you've been led to believe? What if I told you that at least four unarmed people were killed at the Capitol that day? What if I told you that there was no published restricted zone available to the public, and that President Trump wasn't allowed to direct people to the specific rally points around the Capitol? What if I told you that police removed hundreds of barricades from the area of the first breach hours before it happened? What if I told you that the first group of demonstrators that breached security gates that morning had a police escort? What if I told you nothing, but showed you everything? What if we published the first accurate timeline with all of the footage and all of the context? What if we allowed you to decide? January 6th, a true timeline. Coming soon.
Okay, and that's October. The date's in October, correct, sir?
Yeah, you know what's funny about that? October 3rd will be the 1,000th day since January 6th. And this is how God works, man. And we've been pushing for this film, and I believe we're going to make it. I hope so. But, 1,000 days of terror, and that's the government terrorizing citizens, raising that death toll. They want the 9/11 Pearl Harbor numbers. They want the devastation and the pain and the division that it causes. And that's what the teaser, actually, if you want to play the teaser next. Now, the teaser is kind of for a different audience, and I think you'll see why, but they compare it, like you said, the left, the president, the vice president, everybody, to 9/11 and Pearl Harbor. They have reasons, you know, and whether we knew about Pearl Harbor before it happened, whether we were involved in 9/11 or not, we'll leave all those to speculation at this point. We have our thoughts, but there's no doubt about January 6th, and that's what we're setting out to prove. So we want to draw people in from both sides to watch this film out of curiosity and see, you know, what we can do to reach across the aisle and let them know what happened too. And there's only one way to get them to watch this stuff is if they think it's their stuff. So check this teaser out. And
catch that after the break. We're coming right up on the bottom of the hour breaks, folks. We'll play that teaser that was made for to draw in the lift when we come back. I appreciate you guys supporting RBN. David, I appreciate you coming on. And what was StopHate.com and 1000daysofterror.com for the film?
Yes.com.
Yeah, you guys check that out.
Yes.
While we're at, you can see it there too. And No, I thought it was not. Yeah, I haven't been. I'm sorry, I have been having trouble hearing it this morning. it was that. I don't know, but yeah, folks. Yeah, I appreciate all you guys. See, we're just on a wing and a prayer there. live radio. I don't know. I'm glad you're here, and I really appreciate you doing this. Somebody's got to stand up and do something, guys. You know, help us out. Support RBN.
Please.
You know? Yeah, sticking our neck out here. Really, I mean, it's just. You know, it's a crazy time. I'm just the days that I get amazed. I wake up in the morning sometimes with normalcy bias sometimes, and then something like this will hit me. Or I used to go out and see people wearing their masks. You know, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Sentimental, I was trotting round the corner, but I knew that this
criminals. You're listening to Thought Crime Live on RBN. I have David Sumrall of StopHate.com discussing the trailers and the upcoming film about January 6th. And we played a trailer to start with, and now we have this teaser. Sir, let me let you introduce that before we play this other part.
Yeah, so this is the psyop part of the mission, I guess, where you make something to hope that the other side sees it and that it doesn't make our side too mad, which there's been a lot of great comments both ways about this one on the social media and everything. It's really amazing, but we wanted to kind of give the left's perspective of what they felt about the day and what they tried to spin, you know, for lack of a better way to put it, and what they've tried to, you know, create for people to think and how they should be outraged. So check this out and see what you think.
Fellow Americans, good morning. Certain dates echo throughout history, including dates that instantly remind all who have lived through them where they were and what they were doing when our democracy came under assault. Dates that occupy not only a place on our calendars, but a place in our collective memory. December 7th, 1941, September 11th, 2001, and January 6th, 2021.
We didn't look away after the attack on Pearl Harbor. We didn't look away after the attacks on 9/11. They may have been from foreign powers, but we still, just because it was Americans who did this, we cannot look away after the attack of January 6th.
Don't dare call them protesters. They were a riotous mob, insurrectionists, domestic terrorists. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
So, if you're going to appeal to the left, I think that's the way to do it. And, you know, it's amazing because that's just their words. That's what they said. We didn't doctor anything. We don't change anything. That's not an AI deal. That's real. That's out of their mouths and, you know, things that we procure from the web. But that's the reality of it. So you have to ask yourself why. You know, why would they do that? Why would they try to, you know, spin this thing off like, you know, it was a terrorist attack and everything? And, you know, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, being pitted against each other is what this feels like, because it's what it is. And
it's a classic psyop, you know, divide the dialectic up and throw it back together again.
Well, I think using their words, brother, is so important. So when you talk about January 6th, they say it was unprecedented and that we can never let that happen again. Well, the unprecedented thing is it was our Tiananmen Square, where the government, you know, killed innocent protesters and then blamed them, swept it under the rug, you know, put innocent people in gulags for decades to keep the story quiet. I mean, this is exactly what we're going through. And when they say it's unprecedented, yes, but it's unprecedented because our government murdered innocent protesters. That's what's unprecedented. And that's why we can't let it happen again. We need to start really thinking about the words and the intent of the words, what they're trying to accomplish with those words, and then fight it properly, peacefully. But I think we're on our way to do that. And Trump just made the announcement last night, I guess, that I saw it this morning on the web, but he said, you know, he's going to do that immediately. You know, as soon as he's in office, he's going to go through and pardon all these people. And that brings us to the pardon of innocence. You know, the pardon of innocence is what General Flynn got. And a couple of my friends, you know, helped develop that. It had never been used before in history until General Flynn. But that's what the J6ers need, because it's not just a pardon. A pardon can be like a favor, even if you did something wrong, and it infers guilt. But a pardon of innocence shows that you were never the bad guy in the first place. And That's literally what all these people need. And then they need to sue the pants off the government and the powers that be. And, you know, the judges need to go to jail. You know, let's take the Proud Boys. What do they get, about 50 years combined of or more? What's 15? Yeah, it's 10 plus 17 plus 22. Let's put all that on each judge and make sure that they can never do this to anybody again. That's what we need to do.
Yeah, I have to agree that these people are should be held responsible. It's disgusting what's happened, and so many times they use the COINTELPRO to set people up. And sure. At what point, you know, it's like the guys come in, what was that guy, Ray Epps and stuff, and the people who were there instigating things. Anything that people try to do for good or organized, you're going to get infiltrated, and that always happens. I mean, you can see it happening ever since I've been following alternative news, since the days of, you know, in the 90s and all that, Ruby Ridge and Waco. I mean, this government did that. You know, this government is not going to reform. I don't see a solution in the government here. Sorry, it doesn't. Yeah.
No, and look at the Whitmer case. Didn't we have three guys just got exonerated for everything? You know, they weren't guilty. They're you know. That's a beautiful thing, man, when you find out that the Whitmer kidnapping hoax was not perpetrated by good people, that they were found not guilty of all that. So, but we know that it happened. We know that there was a plan. We know that somebody did something. So we need to prosecute whoever that is. Well, it turns out that's the FBI. So we need to see some agents go to prison for the rest of their lives. And the thing about January 6th, brother, that people need to understand, it was intentional. If for no other reason, it's to divide the country. Look how bad the left hates us. They think we went to kill people. They think we went to hang Pence. They think we went, because people are using political rhetoric, saying things out there, and they didn't mean it. You know, the gallows, they all, oh, y'all had gallows. Go look at StopHate.com. Go look through the content and find the article and see the real pictures, the size of it, the fact that there's a sign on the bottom that says, this is art. Because the people that even made it as a display knew they'd get in trouble if they didn't have that. So, but the media won't show you that it had a sign at the bottom that says, this is art. I mean, it's hilarious how they monger fear. And, you know, it's at our expense. That's what people on both sides need to wake up to. But hey, let me ask you this. You're talking infiltration. You know, all these things get hijacked, and they do. But let me ask you this. Do you think BLM got hijacked?
No, I think it was just set up that way from the beginning. It could be that there might have been some grassroots response to the cops and the state, the way that they were being policed out in Ferguson. That could have been happening. They had legitimate gripes along those lines.
But sure,
they hijacked the thing with the big Freddie, whatever, I forgot his the guy's name, that they said was a gentle giant that did, you know, went strong arm Robin and started the Ferguson riots.
Yes.
But I was thinking about Ferguson earlier when you were talking about the cops attacked. You know, it seems like I remember people that were there that said that it was, you know, they were instigators there that got things started, too, between them. That they went to set it off.
So we've actually had some conversations, because I feel the same way about bad BLM as anybody else in the country. You burned, you looted, you stole, you did all these things. Well, guess what, man? We had some BLMers show up to support the J6ers. And listen, if we can cross that line and come together and come to an agreement, an understanding. But these people from BLM are saying, guys, By and large, we did not want violence. We went to these events, we went to these rallies, and they were hijacked. There were Antifa, there were infiltrators, and before we knew it, we got sucked in. You know, some of our people did bad. I get that. So if we're seeing the same thing happen to both communities to pit us against each other, and look, that's what makes the right mad, is that we get punished for things and the left doesn't. So why don't we get mad at the left about that? They're not the principal. They're not the person in charge. They're the other victim of that. And yet, same for us. You know, when things don't happen to us, it's all intentional. Look at Ray Epps. You brought that up.
Uh-huh.
He's the biggest diversion of January 6th. Second is probably Tarik Johnson, the black cop with the red MAGA hat. He's probably the second biggest diversion. But the first one is definitely Ray Epps. How much time have we spent in the media, in social media, in conversations, even today, take a section of the show, talk about Ray Epps? Because it's a distraction. It's a diversion. It keeps you from looking at the deaths and the brutality, and it makes the right mad that Ray Epps isn't in jail. Well, I got news for you folks. He didn't do anything violent. Yeah, he instigated people going, he instigated them going on the property. He said, we need to go inside, all these things. But we saw the left go in McCarthy's office just the other day. So, I mean, they didn't get in trouble. And if he wanted to go have a sit down, man, I'm cool with that, as long as it's not violent. And it seemed like he was telling everybody, hey, don't be violent, don't do this. You know, we're going to stand here. It's just a really strange story, the way it's been spun. Mm-hmm. And maybe nobody else in the whole world sees it like that, but I see everything like propaganda, you know? And
yeah.
If you look at it from that perspective and kind of backwards engineer it, it'll give you a different look. It really does.
Well, we picked part Charlottesville that way. I did with another guest, Pedro Martin, who has his books, A Walk in the Park, in Charlottesville. And it's like they pull the same kind of operation over and over again, too. And that it just we got to stop falling for that or find a smarter way to participate. You know, it's just I get frustrated with this. I'm glad that you're doing this and pointing the truth, the facts, making people actually think about things to both sides that are right and left in the echo chamber there, for, you know.
Well, it's interesting, and it's an interesting position, of course, as a witness, as a guy that studied it, as an investigator, as somebody that has access to all that government footage because I work for the lawyers. So as an investigator, I have access to all the footage. I can see everything. I just can't produce it, print it, copy it, paste it. I get thrown in jail if I bring any of that out to the public. But it doesn't say I can't talk about everything I see. And I've read the rules several times. It's just a matter of that's not sensational enough for us as a society right now. If we can't see the video for ourselves, if we can't see the pictures, and I totally understand that. Who wants to sit around and listen to me say, and then they walk across the screen and they hit her with a stick four times, and her lifeless body is laying on the ground and people are screaming in the crowd, you're killing her, stop, you're killing her. I mean, I would have to be really good at theater. Maybe I could draw some pictures. But people want to see what the government won't let them see, which is the proof that tells a totally different story than what everybody's told. It's amazing to watch. It really is.
Well, it's always that way. They tell the lies, make war by way of deception. That's what's been going on for quite a while. And I do believe that there's plenty of evidence there that Pearl Harbor was known about and instigated as well. And you can see all of the lies from 9/11. And people that listen to this network have probably looked into all of those things. You know, uh-huh. This is a pretty red pilled audience that we've
That's
got
great,
here.
Man. Well, I hope it's fixed the same way, because, a lot of people are really suffering. And I want people to go to stophate.com/J6. And there's about 15 or 20 calls to action. And listen, support RBN. Please, everybody give a couple of dollars, cup of coffee, a lunch, whatever, and support this network so we can keep doing this. But go to stophate.com/J6. There's prayer groups. There's letter writing. There is donations. There's call your congressman and senator. We're not in the money-touching business for J6ers. There's a Department of Defense. All those are their Give, Send, Go links. Go straight to them. Patriot Mail Project's awesome. You can go on there and find, whoever you want to adopt and support to get them through this and their families, these kids. And we're doing a really big Christmas drive right now. Last year we raised, I want to say $54,000, so these kids could have some semblance of Christmas without their dad being there. But I want to double that this year. I think we can do $100,000 for these kids and let them know that we care about them and they're not forgotten and that we're not going to stop until their, parents are back home with their freedom and their reputation reinstalled like it was before. And that's really important, and I think the division is what, when you can't have a job and you can't use Uber and you can't use a bank and you can't use anything electronic, you can't travel, you can't own a gun, you can't vote. that's a civil rights issue, man. We're going back to the Jim Crow days, you know, and we're two-thirds of a citizen. And where's our water fountains? Where's our bathrooms? Because we can't operate in society due to the social terrorism that this government has put on us like a scarlet letter. And yet it should be a badge of honor. These are heroes that went to the right place at the right time to do the right thing. And that right thing was to protest. And there were over 1 million people there. We know that. I want to say it's closer to 3 when you see. But anyway, they did the right thing. They were sucked into this deal. Sure, some people acted inappropriately. But by and large, we know they were agitators and instigators and agents in the crowd, just like Whitmer. And the same guy that was over Whitmer, Stephen D'Antuono, as soon as the Whitmer thing was over in Michigan, they moved him to J6, to D.C., to do it again. They had their template. They had their plan. They had practiced it. They did it on a larger scale. And, man, I want to see all these guys go to jail for so long. I don't ever want them to have freedom again because they've tried to take ours. And I think that's fair.
Yeah, they do that over and over again. The Houthi militia. And I hear bottom of the hour. Y'all, hold on. We'll take some calls next hour if you talk criminals want to join the conversation.
I was born in Dixieland, unreconstructed till the end. In Carolina, I was raised by my granddaddy in my daddy's way. Both taught me right from wrong, how to fight and how to get along. But my own life now is almost gone. In southern ground I belong. My final hour is drawing near, so friend, come sit by me right here.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They they can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Hey! Yeah!
That's all criminals. Y'all would like to join the conversation next hour. The number to call is 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252 if you want to talk to David Sumrall about January 6th and the things coming out. Let me toss it back to you, sir. That October, you said something about playing this in front of Congress.
Yeah, so one of the ladies, Suzanne Monk, has been really instrumental. She lives in D.C. there, and she has kind of access to walk the halls and talk to people. And apparently she talked to one of the people, I believe it was Santos. I'll have to look. And they said, yeah, we would entertain, you know, showing that to Congress. So I guess they have a movie room. I guess we're going to go up there mid-October and try to show this to some of our people so they can, you know, see the timeline, see what actually happened. And you know, there's an accountability in that as well. We've talked to a lot of our people that are supposed to be on our side, and we've told them about the deaths. We've told them what the media told them was a lie, and we've shown them the evidence, the proof, the witnesses, the video. And yet, you know what's crazy? None of them have reported these deaths to any authorities, to any investigation, to anybody. So you know what? There's this 18 U.S. Code subsection 4. And it says if you know about a felony and don't report it, you can go to jail for up to 3 years. So if we want a clean house, clean the Senate, clean the Speaker at a house, clean some governors, some AGs, some FBI agents, you know, all the way down, man. I'm telling you, judges, we've literally put this evidence into court cases. The judge sees it and doesn't report the crime. Go to jail. 3 years. That would clean Congress and the Senate for a little while and a lot of other places. People don't realize we've kind of been setting them up a little bit because they don't have our best interest at heart. They're protecting their friends, you know, and for murders. And that's the thing that people need to know.
That's why I cast the last vote I will ever cast, fasted for myself. I don't want any government. I just see no political solution to this. But, you know, this is where we are today. You accurately describe what's happening perfectly, and somebody's got to stand up. I mean, don't comply is the way. Only thing I know to tell people to do, just don't go along with it as much as you can and try to separate one section of your life from them and under their control at a time. If you can, the problem's going to come when the currency switches to digital and we're on this prison platform here.
Well, it's totally coming. I mean, and what I encourage people to do is think, you know, for yourself and that whole thought crime thing. You know, my employee is SF Thought Criminal. He's San Francisco, and that's literally been his social media handle for years, SF Thought Criminal, and he just got out of jail. He served 60 days and a year of home confinement for a year. That's scary. We'll talk more about that later.
Yeah, y'all hold on. I'll have a friend of mine's going to join us when we come back, too. But yeah.
name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.